Belle.
Belle.
Belle. Please, baby Belle. Come back.
She's in that direction. Belle.
She's over there.
Coming.
Belle, I'm here.
Oh, there, young lady. Where are you running to at this late hour?
Belle, it's all right. You're safe now.
Frida?
Where's your mummy, Belle?
I'm here, baby Belle.
I'm so sorry, Mama. I had no choice.
Belle, don't worry. You will be okay.
Yes, everything will be fine.
Oh, Belle, it's okay. We've given you something to help you sleep.
Is she asleep?
Yes. Be careful.
Good. Good. Still there.
Please, not today.
Soon. Healthy. For now. Progress. Catalyst.
Try to focus harder and visualize. The trees don't talk to me, but the wind says hi.
Good morning, Heavenswell. You're on 90.9, Don't Touch That Dial. With our 63rd Settlers' Day fast approaching, I can't help but think of how proud I am of our community. The chance to see our citizens showcase their talent will be great. Now, onto the way.
Belle! Breakfast!
Coming!
Morning, sleepyhead. How'd you sleep?
Not too good.
The nightmare. Again.
No. I just didn't sleep well.
Belle, you can tell me about it.
No, I'm fine. What's for breakfast?
Eggs. Go get ready for school. I can drop you on the way to Nonna's. Well, the pharmacy doesn't need me until this afternoon, so I'm helping out with some deliveries this morning.
I'm fine. I'm walking to school with Stacy today.
You sure? I thought we could swing by Café du Soleil, you know, on the way, get that hot chocolate that you like.
No, thanks. I'll go get ready.
Mm-hmm.
every time.
Yeah. Just voices. Everywhere. And I'm frightened. Really, really frightened.
Why don't you just tell your mom it hasn't stopped?
Because she'll freak out. She doesn't like talking about that time. I think she feels like it's her fault.
Do you think it is?
No. No, it was my fault. I was the one who ran away.
But you would have had a reason. Do you really not remember anything?
No. It was so long ago anyway. It doesn't matter.
But,
Stacy, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Speaking of nightmares, did I tell you about my nightmare? I was giving a speech at school about ancient Egypt, and everyone was laughing at my ugly knees.
Your knees aren't ugly.
They are. My brother tells me they look like deformed baby faces.
They do not.
They do.
Your brother is a bubblehead.
Well, he is.
And probably can't even hear the doorbell ring. Nonna, I'm here.
Oh dear.
Nonna? Nonna, are you okay?
Oh, Junebug, I'm in the kitchen.
What was that?
I was trying to reach an extra pie tin from the top shelf, but everything else came down with it.
You knew I was on my way. Why didn't you wait? Here, let me help.
I'm perfectly capable of working in my own kitchen.
I know you are, but it's massive. An extra pair of hands can't hurt.
You're the one who refuses to work for me full time.
Nonna, we've been over this. I'm happy helping with the deliveries, but it's not enough work to live off.
You know we'd pay you well.
I know, Nonna, but I'm not looking to be the loser living off their grandparents.
Why not? Working in that pharmacy all day can't be good for you.
I'm earning a living, and that makes me happy. Can we drop it?
Fine. But I will need you around more often in the coming months. You know how it gets around Settlers' Day.
I know.
Orders stacking up, stock running low.
I know.
I don't know how I ever got through it while you were gone.
Nonna.
I didn't say anything.
No, but I know what you want to say. Here, give me the delivery list.
There's not too many today, but I'll need you to swing by the grocer. I have an order waiting.
Delivery to Sparkle's Hair and Nail?
Little Annie Neacombe just started her apprenticeship there. It's her birthday today, and you know how much she loves my pies.
I can just take it to her house this afternoon.
Sorry, Junebug, but her mother specified that she wants it at her work. Oh, I know it's uncomfortable, but you'll be all right. You can't avoid her forever.
I can try.
We're a community. Settlers' Day is nearly upon us, and unity is important. Felicity knows that. She won't give you a hard time.
You say that, but to her I'm more of a threat to the community than a part of it.
Nonsense. Oh, that's old news. You've been back 6 years now. You're the mayor's granddaughter, for Pete's sake. Now off you go. I need that order.
All right, Nonna.
When the screen goes all grey, you are the colors I need.
Everybody hurts and has mixed up feelings. I've had the most in my 90 million minutes. So that's how long your daddy's been around, dear. And I can always, always be right here. Day comes and I'm not right beside you. Listen here, let your daddy guide you. It's not like I plan on being gone. It's just the world, wait for no one.
Welcome back to Heaven's World Radio. You're on 90.9. Don't touch that dial. That was our very own 5FL and Cora Kin with Your All the Colors. Stay tuned for an exciting interview with our new Historical Society Chairman, Lawrence Ellis, and news on their plans for Settlement Day. After the sad passing of its founder, Janice Proctor, last year, Mr. Ellis has grand plans to honor...
As I was saying, this is her problem, not yours. Just... go in there, head high, and do not let it bother you. Sure, she hates you, but you ignoring her will just piss her off more than any sassy comments ever will.
Yeah, well, we know I'm not too good at the whole sassy comments thing.
You have always been pretty shit with your comebacks. I remember when we had a fight in high school, and I called the whole thing off because your attempts to insult me were so tragic. I felt sorry for you.
Wow. Thanks, Bets. At least I know you'll always tell me the truth.
Oh, of course. What else am I here for?
Well, I guess I can't sit in this van all day. This is embarrassing. I mean, it's nearly 29 years old and I'm cowering in my grandparents' delivery truck because I'm scared of a 5'4" salon owner.
To be fair, she's pretty scary.
That day in the pharmacy continues to be one of the scariest of my life.
All the fumes and from the hair dye? That must have made her crazy.
Yeah, that must be it.
I have to go, but good luck, okay? Call me when you're done.
Will do. Thanks, Betty. I don't know what I'd do without you.
You would have a terribly boring life, that's for sure. Talk to you later, Junebug.
Bye, Bets. You got this. Okay? You got this.
That was Janice Proctor with a wonderful piece of town history. Thank you, Mrs. Proctor. We can't wait to hear more about it at the 57th Settlers' Day right around the corner. Coming up next, our blast from the past with a flashback trio and their classic song, Memories in Our Dreams.
So you know the register code and everything?
Yes, Betty. It's been weeks now. I think I know how to log into the register.
Okay, sorry. It's just your first time here without me. I feel like a mother dropping off her kid to school.
Are you insinuating I'm a child?
Never. Am I right, Belle? Your mom is a big old grown-up.
Grown-ups are scary.
Oh. Is she okay?
I'm not sure. I think she's still rattled from what happened at the Gator.
Kids are resilient and forgetful. I'm sure she'll forget all about it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right.
Okay, well, I better be off. Don't burn down the store, you two.
We won't. Not with Belle in charge, right, sweetie?
No, thank you.
Right. See you later.
Yeah. Bye, Betty. So, baby Belle, what should we do now the boss is gone? Shall we take stock of the sweets? Look, I don't think she'll mind if a few go missing.
I think I want to keep playing the lizard game.
Okay. No worries, sweetie. Well, I'll be here if you change your mind.
Okay.
Forgot something, did you? Oh. Hi. I'm so sorry. I thought you were Betty. How are you?
So it's true. You're back.
I am. Feels very strange. I'm really sorry. I've been reintroduced to so many people these last 2 weeks. I've got so many names rattling around in my head. I know your face, but I don't quite remember your name.
Felicity? Felicity Bream?
Bream? It's nice to meet...
You should have stayed away. You and that bastard girl of yours.
Excuse me?
Mom?
Belle, would you go get some water from the break room, please?
But I...
Now, please. Look. I know there's a lot of rumors going around about Belle's father, but...
I will only say this once. Bobby is my husband. He is the father of my son. He is happy and successful and very important to this town. I do not need some slut from his past and that mongrel girl coming in here and screwing up our perfectly happy life. If you insist on staying after crawling back for your grandparents' money, know this. You are not welcome here. You are a stain on this town, and if you know what's good for you, you will stay away from my family. Do you understand?
What? Excuse me, but...
I said, do you understand? You are unwanted, and you know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have run off in the first place. So do us all a favor and stay in your lane.
I won't be any trouble.
Good. Won't you bring up these chocolate bars for me? My boy Billy loves his sweets. Typical. I'll just take these then. You can cover it. Thanks.
Hi, welcome to Sparkle's Herond. Oh, hello.
Debbie, I have a delivery for Annie.
She's busy. I'll take it.
But I just need you to sign for it.
Still playing Grandma's errand, girl, I see.
I like to help out.
I bet you do. Especially since you're not qualified for anything else.
Yeah, I guess so. You just sign. Please.
You're lucky Felicity isn't here. You know, being the sheriff's wife and head of the PTA keeps her busy. Just like you and your...
Just on that line right there.
Would be hard seeing her have everything you want. Enough to make a person want to run away.
I'll see you later.
Let's hope not.
Alright class, we've looked at the main themes of the Secret Garden, so let's talk about how they apply to the main characters. What does Mary Lennox and Colin Craven have in common with each other in terms of the themes? Anyone? Belle, I saw that you finished the book.
Well, Mary and Colin were both seen as sickly children when they were younger, and both were virtually invisible to their parents. But there are also differences. Mary lost both her parents to disease, while Colin's mother died when she fell out of a tree.
Exactly. Very good.
Little Miss Know-It-All, bet you love being Miss Green's pet.
Did you just throw an eraser at me?
Harry, can you sit back in your chair, please?
Freak.
Don't forget that the book report is due in 2 weeks, okay? If you haven't finished The Secret Garden yet, you better get on with it. Next time, Mrs. Price will be back in, and we'll be discussing chapters 15 to 17, so at least get that far. Belle, can you come see me before you go?
Pet!
Run along, Harry. Surely you have better things to do.
Belle, thank you for waiting. I won't keep you long. I just wanted to ask you something. You know Settlers' Day isn't too far away.
Yes.
Well, the Historical Society reached out to ask if one of our students could do a speech on their life in Heaven's Well. After Mr. Ellis tells us about the past, they want someone young to give us a snapshot of the future. And I think you'd be perfect. You could talk about what it means to you, what you'd like to do, your place in the community, and what you see in store for you and the town in the future. What do you say?
I'm not sure if I'm the best one to ask.
Nonsense. I couldn't think of a better choice. You're so bright and your speech will blow their socks off.
I just don't feel like... I mean, I haven't even lived here my whole life.
You're the mayor's great-granddaughter. And your papa is one of the original settlers. You belong here. It's only right that you do the speech.
Can I think about it?
Yes, that's fine. But I would like an answer by tomorrow.
Okay.
There you are. What was that about?
Miss Green wants me to do a speech on Settlers' Day.
Oh, what? Did you say yes?
Not yet. But I don't think I really have a choice. She was very insistent.
If you don't want to, maybe talk to your mum. She could probably get you out of it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll see.
I'm very glad she didn't ask me. So are my knees. Ah, Harry's coming. Let's go, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day, Lou. See you next time. Hey, kiddo. How was school?
It was fine.
Get up to anything exciting?
Not really.
How's Stacey?
She's good. I'm going upstairs to do homework.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll see you later then.
Yep.
Good talk.
Sir.
Miss Green.
What can I do for you?
I assume you've asked Belle about the speech.
Yes, sir. I did today.
And?
She was apprehensive. She wants time to think about it before she says yes.
Miss Green, then your next job is to remove that apprehension. Understood?
Yes, of course, sir.
What do you know of her nightmares?
She hasn't mentioned anything to me.
Yes, well, she's unlikely to discuss such matters with her teacher, isn't she?
Of course, yes, I'm sorry.
I am counting on your observation skills, Miss Green. If you are unable to fulfill this role effectively, you will be removed. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. Carry on. I will expect a report with more tangible results soon.
In the castle in the sky.